A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
To attend one of our live shows, head to sparklondon.com.
When I was 12, my mum told me to go and collect my sister from dancing school because she was 5 years younger than me at the time. And I was at that age when I didn't like girls. Well, I didn't so much as actively dislike them. I just couldn't see the point of them, really. But when I went into this church hall to collect my sister, there was this girl of about, I suppose she must have been about 10, who I thought was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, absolutely fantastic. And I really, really fancied her, which I know sounds kind of pervy because she was 10, but I was only 12 myself. So, and after that, I kept volunteering to pick my sister up. About 5 years later, I was in a local social gathering and I saw her in the crowd, this girl. I'd managed to ascertain her name was Ruth, and I saw her in the crowd, so I thought, oh God, I've got to speak to her. Now, that was quite a big thing, because in those days, if I went to a dance or something, or a disco, it would take me literally all night to get the courage up to ask a girl to dance, by which time she'd virtually got engaged to someone else. Yeah. But I thought, I've got to talk to this girl, and I was really subtle about it. I kind of meandered my way to where she was standing, and when I got there, she wasn't there, and I was really desperate to meet her. I mean, this sounds really pathetic thinking about it, but I even wandered around the streets for about an hour to see if maybe she'd gone into some shop. Anyway, I went to uni after that and went out with girls, came back. And then one day, a friend of mine phoned up, who before this I considered to be my best friend. He said, hey, guess what? He said, I was at a party and I think I met that girl you keep banging on about. I said, has she got long hair, long fair hair, which kind of narrowed it down a bit. He said, yes. And she's got a friend with long hair as well. I said, oh, right, that's them. I said, you've got to get me her number or arrange a foursome. He said, I can't do that. I said, why not? He said, I haven't decided which one I want yet. I only just thought saying that. It didn't even occur to him that maybe the girls would have some say in the matter. Anyway, about 6 weeks after this, I actually saw Ruth at a party, which was absolutely amazing. So she was dancing with some bloke, and I thought, oh God, I've got to wait another 5 years. But fortunately, she saw me and she got rid of this bloke. And we had a really nice time, and I took her home. And if you ever look something up to find out what this was like, look up a song called I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits, because it was exactly like that. You know, I walked her home. Well, I didn't walk her home. I took her home and, you know, held hands, all of that. We really, really wanted to see each other. And then after that, I just kept phoning and phoning and phoning every single week, two or three times a week, and she was always busy. Now, I had this golden rule. Thank you. I had this golden rule that I would only ever ask a girl out twice, because I just think, well, if she was doing something the first time, like washing her hair, well, it could be genuine. But the second time, I think it's time I took a hint. But every time I asked Ruth out, she said, oh, I'm busy, you know, I'm busy. While all this was going on, I'd actually booked myself a meditation weekend to try and get over all this, I think, but down in Brighton. And I thought, well, I'll send her a postcard. Was that a ding to make me shut up?
Well, just to slow and bring you.
Oh, really? I'm only halfway through. All right. I'll come back next week. Sorry.
Keep going.
Oh, okay. I made a special effort to get here as well. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, during this, I booked this weekend in Brighton, so I thought, well, I'll send her a postcard, and I'll send her a plain postcard so I get more words on it. And I wrote really poetically about how it was really lovely walking along the beach 7 o'clock in the morning and all of that sort of stuff, but how it's difficult to meditate with the seagulls going. But how the light was lovely over the beach. But I knew I wouldn't have time to write this while I was down there, so I wrote it in advance. And sorry. Posted it when I got there, you know. That seemed to work quite well. Anyway, few weeks went by, and I phoned Ruth up once, and I said, do you want to come out tonight? She said, no, I've got a party. I said, okay. And I thought, well, I must have really, really misread the signals. I thought, I've got to go and see a friend, you know, kind of get over this. And all of a sudden, the phone rang, and it was Ruth. And I thought for the minute, how did she get my number? And then I remembered that I'd recommended a book to her, and I happened to write it on the back of some headed paper of mine. So it had my phone number and everything on it. And I said, well, why are you phoning? I said, are you inviting me to this party? She said, oh, no. I said, oh. I said, do you want me to take you somewhere else? She said, no, nothing like that. And I was really slow, you know. I was thinking, well, why is she phoning me up to say nothing? And then I thought, well, she must think, well, she doesn't want me to think she's some sort of brazen hussy or something. So I said to her, do you want me to take you by force? And she said, yes, please. So I said, well, I'll come over tonight. About 8 o'clock, she said, I thought you were going to take me by force. And I said, all right, 8 o'clock, you know. And now, there is a bit of a twist in the tale. Have I got time to tell the twist? Thank you. Which is that we had this really nice reunion. It only took 12 years for me to get to go out with Ruth. It was fantastic, you know, from that first meeting in the church hall. But we went out for a couple of years. It didn't last. But about 13 years after that, I had a reunion with an old girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, you know, just platonic. And I said to Anne one day, I said, do you happen to know any attractive single girls? And she said, well, I know Elaine. And I said, okay, what's she like? She said, well, she's got a lovely personality. I said, is she attractive? She said, well, she's really good-hearted. I said, yeah. Is she attractive? And she said, well, she's got lovely eyes. And I thought, bloody hell, it's getting worse. Anyway, so I said, well, look, why don't we all go out for lunch? Because I was just thinking, lunch will only take a couple of hours. If it's awful, it's not like the end of the world. Anyway, that was 24 years ago, and Elaine and I have been together ever since.
Come to the Canal Cafe Theatre next Monday for the Best of Spark London, featuring the best stories of the month.
With special guest Richard Tyrone Jones.
That's Best of Spark London.
On Monday, April the 7th.
Full details at sparklondon.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.